questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions from around the world on Islamic issues and Islamic principles. Like always, in our recent shows, we have invited Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary Schools. We'd like to welcome him to this show and say salam to him and inshallah start our discussion with him. Sheikhana, salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. It's a great pleasure for us. The question of the day that we want to talk about it in this very session and ask our respected guest speaker of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, to shed some light on that and inform us about the different aspects of it, is about astrology and the prediction of the future by the knowledge of the stars and through the knowledge that some people have from stars and also celestial bodies. It is it's common among some people that they believe in such things. We want to know if we also are allowed to refer to such people and to take some information from them, because we are also in need of some critical information for our future. I want to know, for example, what to do exactly and what comes to me and what happens to me in my upcoming days and upcoming weeks. So it's very nice and even interesting to know that there is a knowledge, some people have a sort of knowledge that they can predict future. And they can look at the star and tell you which one is your own star, and then they will guide you what to do and what will come to you and what will come to you and what will happen to you. So let's ask the basic question: that what's the Islamic perspective on the astrology and this sort of prediction, Sheikhna? I should be thankful if you shed some light on that and tell us what is Islamic perspective and such knowledge. And that some people are equipped with, that they know that about your future, and they look at you and they guess which one is your own star, and then they will predict whatever you need. So tell us more about that.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think that we should look at the moments, because because what matters is the moment that you leave. I want to say that we should look at our responsibility and what is a best choice that we want to do right now. Mm-hmm. Because the past has been past and the future, of course, did not come yet. Mm-hmm. What matters is right now. And I want to, you know, have the best choice and the best action right now. Mm-hmm. But when you want to have any kind of, you know, prediction for the future, there have been some people that refer to the, as you mentioned, to the, for example, astrology or celestial bodies, whether these kind of, you know, ideas are acceptable or not.
Yeah.
You see that when, if you believe that this kind of celestial body has some kind of effect on the life of human being, and you want to refute the power and the decisions of Allah and the maintenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you refute that, for sure it is not acceptable, okay? And it is not acceptable to believe that, I want to say that rationally speaking, it is not acceptable to believe that any kind of celestial body, they have some effect on your life.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is maintainer of the universe.
Yeah.
He created this universe and he has all power for, you know, controlling and giving sustenance to the universe and to the human being. It is not acceptable to say that any kind of celestial body or astrology have any kind of effect on the life of the human being. And, of course, you cannot do it in a certain way. you cannot say that for sure these celestial bodies, they have some effect on the life of the human being. Maybe some people, they can claim that by some possibilities, mm-hmm. okay? Because something is possible or not. But you cannot tell it and express it in certain way. But after all, of the point that I want to make here, and it is a most important thing, that these celestial bodies, they cannot refute the power and the maintenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-powerful and all-knowing, and He has all control over the, you know, human being and over the universe, because He is Rabbul Alameen. He has created and the all worlds, and He is a, you know, we can say the owner of the these two. He is a owner of all worlds.
Sheikhana, what is interesting is that those who claim to have such knowledge, they say that they have gained this knowledge by Allah's power, that they are actually acting upon what Allah has gifted them. So he says that, he or she says that, Allah has gifted me a sort of knowledge that I know what comes to your future. The question is, why Allah Himself did not give us this knowledge to know about our future? I mean, directly to ourselves. So Allah gifts it to some certain people. Then is it, again, okay to talk about future events that comes to a person, I mean, while others have no idea of it. So, but again, in a hadith, we have that أَبَلَّا أَنْ يَجَلْ أُمْرِ اللَّهِ بِأَسْبَابَ. Allah wants everything to be in its own natural way to happen. So why, how can we actually solve these issues? And if we put different, let's say, parts of this puzzle together, how can we make it a full puzzle?
You see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two proofs. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ هُجْرَتَيْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the narrations of Imam al-Qadim alayhi salatu wa salam to Hisham, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two proof. First of all, your reasoning, the power of reasoning. Second, al-anbiya wal-rusul wal-awsiya, prophets and the successor of the prophets. You see that these are play the role of a proof for the human being. You see that many people, they claim many things. They claim that Allah give me this power, I can predict, your future, I have the power of all things. You know, these are not acceptable, rationally speaking. These are not acceptable. You should have some proof, you should bring some proof for your claims. If not, your proof is refuted.
Okay? Very true.
This is a first answer to the question.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Why Allah hasn't gifted this power, this knowledge to everyone and gave it to some certain people?
Because it has some harm for the normal life of the human being.
Okay.
You see that? Because if, for example, I know that...
So how come it has this harm and, let's say, this badness for some people and it is good for some?
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to, you know, keep the normal life of the human being. It is not necessary to know your future. Because if an individual, he knows or she knows that, for example, after a month, that person going to die, he or she lose the normal life of his daily life.
So it is not Allah's custom and habit, or less a sunnah, to inform a person from what comes to him in his future.
Exactly.
Except the awliya of Allah, the highest people in rank and purity, might know that, but they will act like, because they are the materialization of names and attributes of Allah, then they are silent like Allah is.
Of course, even talking about the prophets and awsiya, the successor of the prophets, they know they have ilmul ladunni, is kind of God-given knowledge.
True.
But they did not use it in all occasions.
So all those, so we can make a conclusion, all those who use them in different occasions, they have no knowledge of it.
Of course, yes, exactly. Those people, for example, I want to refute this idea that those people who claim that we know the future, I have God-given knowledge or so on and so forth, these are not acceptable.
Yeah.
And these are kind of, you know, mere claims.
Very true.
False claims that has no proof supporting that.
Very true.
For example, if you look at the verses of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَائِلٌ دَالِكَ قَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ Do not say for sure I'm going to do that tomorrow, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it. Okay. In this verse of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to encourage us to always have kind of reliance or tawakkul to Almighty, not forget the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to always have this kind of reliance to Him. And actually, this is a meaning of the tawakkul or reliance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, we have hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us, and He is a best supporter, you know. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to always remember Him and to have kind of connection to Him. But these people who claim to know the future of the human being, because if you have these ideas, first of all, they are false claims. Nobody have kind bring any kind of acceptable proof whether you have this ability or not, because they are proofless and they do not have any proof for that.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, is, you know, defeats the idea of tawakkul and reliance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, it's ruined your normal life.
Very true.
Okay? Yeah. If you granted that you know you have this ability,
yeah.
Of course, we have all doubt about that, but granted you have this ability, it's, you know, ruined your normal life.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh. That's true. So we need to pay close attention to this concept that anyone who believes, anyone who claims to have a sort of knowledge of astrology and prediction of the future, so we need to actually look at such issues and such claimers with more care. And we need just to rely and depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us and has actually whatever He has destined for us. So those who have the knowledge of ilm al-laduni, or they have a sort of, let's say, divine knowledge, they're connected to Allah, and they are not the ones who come to you and tell you, for example, what has been written for you in your stars and your, let's say, in future we will face such and such. So those who have this knowledge are not the ones who come to claim it in public.
Let me add one point here about the tawakkul or trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
Tawakkul means to Allah takhafa ma Allah ahada. To always remember Him and to not to be fearful of anything or anybody while you're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So
very
it means
true.
That you should do your best, you should plan, you should have the best decision, but after all, rely on Allah for having the best fruit for that.
Jazakallah khair. Very beautiful, Sheikh. Thank you very much. Dear listeners, thank you for your staying tuned and listening to us from IRB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل ما من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن